crazy.
Through the hottest hours.
Yeah, I need to invest in a swimming pool.
On blistering pavement that could fry an egg.
God, nobody has sprinklers on today.
Rashida Tlaib is walking door to door in this Detroit neighborhood in search of votes.
Yeah, so this is going to be a pretty competitive Democratic primary.
And she's doing so without eating any food or drinking any water during the day. That's because Tlaib is a practicing Muslim, which means she is fasting during the holy month of Ramadan.
I know that my faith comes up more on social media because they're not face to face with me, but on the doors I don't get it as much.
While others would stay indoors in the air conditioning, Tlaib views it as an opportunity to build name recognition as she seeks to represent Michigan's 13th district in the U.S. Congress.
People still can't pronounce my name, but they remember what I've done, and they remember that I've come to their home.
Tlaib is no stranger to politics, having served in Michigan's state legislature. She is the daughter of Palestinian immigrants, but on these Detroit streets, in a predominantly African-American neighborhood, she is a local, someone who was born here and attended schools in the area.
But it's that direct connection to the neighborhood that I think people are much more excited about.
She acknowledges few of the people she meets realize she is on the cusp of making history again.
And I tell them, you know, I'm the first Muslim woman ever elected in the Michigan legislature, and if elected in this congressional race, I'll be the first ever in Congress.
Is she a shoo-in? No. Is she a possibility? Yes, she is. She is a formidable candidate.
Osama Siblani is the publisher of the Dearborn, Michigan-based Arab American News, a weekly publication targeting the large Arab American population in southeastern Michigan. He says Tlaib's candidacy and that of two other races prominently featuring Muslim Americans in Michigan shows a new political awakening in the community.
We were at one time in hiding, you know. We were changing our names in this country. And despite September 11, despite the Trump era, you know, we are moving forward.
This is a pretty historic campaign. People that are supporting me from this Muslima in Tampa who's like, please win, because if you win, we belong. And I'm telling her, we've already won. You absolutely belong. It means so much bigger than me.
For Tlaib to win, she will need support outside the Arab American community in Michigan, most of whom don't live in the district she seeks to represent and can't vote for her. Tlaib faces several challengers seeking to replace Congressman John Conyers Jr., who resigned in December amid allegations of sexual misconduct. The winner of the August 7th Democratic primary will likely head to Congress next year, as there is currently no Republican running in the November general election. Kane Faribault, VOA News, Detroit, Michigan.